2018 will be a courtroom presided over by a judge that is a crime fighter, but will also have compassion when needed. Tough, firm, and fair. That's who I am, as your District Court Department 19 judge. Thank you for your vote. I'm Judge William Kephart. Visit me at judgebillkephart.com.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect William Kephart.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Trump is taking executive action to protect children who survive abortions. White House correspondent Craig Clugston reports.
In a video message to the National Catholic Prayer Breakfast, the president promised to sign an executive order that would require health care providers to provide medical care to all babies born. He said the order would ensure that babies born alive, no matter the circumstances, would receive the medical care that they deserve. The president, who has embraced a pro-life agenda, said this is our sacrosanct moral duty. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A Kentucky grand jury has brought no charges against Louisville police for the killing of Breonna Taylor during a drug raid gone wrong. Prosecutors said Wednesday that two officers who fired their weapons at the black woman were justified in using force to protect themselves after Taylor's boyfriend fired at them, hitting one of the officers. Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron says the results of the grand jury's investigation are based on the facts and the law, not on emotional reaction to the tragedy of the death of Breonna Taylor.
The truth is now before us. The facts have been examined, and a grand jury comprised of our peers and fellow citizens has made a decision. Justice is not often easy. It does not fit the mold of public opinion, and it does not conform to shifting standards. It answers only to the facts and to the law.
President Trump says he wants a replacement for Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg confirmed to the Supreme Court ahead of Election Day so that a full court can weigh in on any campaign-related litigation. Speaking at the White House, Mr. Trump predicted the election will end up in the Supreme Court, adding, "I think it's important we have nine justices." He added the timing of the confirmation vote, "I think it's better if you go before the election." Mr. Trump is set to formally unveil his pick Saturday. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 525 points. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
God's word is power, and we need to be in his word every day gaining wisdom. God is very patient, but because of our immoral society, we are drowning in debt, have poor public education, and corruption all around us. Our founders would be horrified at what the Democratic agenda has become. With the right and left fighting each other, they get none of the work done. Please go to ProfitToAmerica.com. We're going to lose America. You can't remain silent. That's ProfitToAmerica.com.
Have you ever felt so dizzy you could hardly stand up? You're not alone. Millions of people struggle with dizziness and experience the debilitating symptoms of vestibular dysfunction, such as vertigo, nausea, and ringing in their ears. Vestibular disorders affect people of all ages and can impact ability to work, go to school, or just perform everyday tasks like shopping and getting dressed. Because these symptoms are invisible and difficult to describe, they're often overlooked by doctors and dismissed by family and friends. But there is hope. Visit vestibular.org or call 800-837-8428. If you or someone you know has experienced a persistent sense of dizziness or lack of balance, visit vestibular.org to search for a vestibular specialist in your area. The Vestibular Disorders Association can help you discover a life rebalanced. Visit vestibular.org, that's vestibular.org, or call 800-837-8428.
It's 5:04. This KMCQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Eric Trump is making a campaign stop in Pahrump. The president's son is appearing tomorrow evening at the Pahrump Winery. Tickets are required for the event. The campaign event does come with a COVID-19 waiver, which says anyone attending the event assumes all risks related to the possible exposure to the virus. One of the founding members of the Four Seasons singing group and the inspiration for the Jersey Boys musical has passed away from COVID-19 in Henderson. Tommy DeVito had been hospitalized for weeks and was on a ventilator when he died on Monday at St. Rose Dominican Hospital. His death was announced through a spokesperson for his longtime friend and Four Seasons bandmate, Frankie Valli. DeVito was 92. Allegiant Stadium might be fanless during its inaugural season when the Las Vegas Raiders began. But beginning this coming Sunday, some Raider Nation fans are going to be able to watch the game just outside the new stadium. The Raiders have announced the creation of the tailgate zone at Allegiant, where fans and vehicles of five or fewer can park in the stadium lot and watch Sunday's game against the Patriots on a huge screen. $400 price tag, though.
KACQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, we're getting some slowing now on the Beltway, 215 eastbound at Robbindale. You'll tap the brakes there. And also look for some slow flows in the right lane on Interstate 15 northbound at Cheyenne. Those trying to merge off the freeway.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. It's the Wednesday Hump Day edition on AM 670 KMZQ, our brand new home. Good to have Randy Sutton with us. He is a retired Las Vegas Metro Police Lieutenant, 30 plus years on the job, and he's the founder of the Wounded Blue. If you want to check it out, thewoundedblue.org. He joins us. And Randy, today a grand jury returned three indictments, but not the indictments the mob wanted, and the mob is out all over the country. First of all, your reaction to what the grand jury returned, not what apparently the mob wanted.
No, thanks, Kevin. No, the Breonna Taylor case, of course, is a tragic case. A woman who was killed by police, and not because so much of her actions, but because of the actions of her boyfriend, who opened fire and shot a police officer while he was standing next to her. This situation arose out of a long-term narcotics investigation where officers had a valid search warrant for Breonna Taylor's residence, the apartment. And there was a lot of misinformation and disinformation that was being put out by the media and by the social justice, quote, warriors, unquote, by politicians who said that it was the wrong house, that she was not involved in any way, that the police, you know, murdered her. Well, that's not the case. And here's what's important. The American justice system is based on a jury of our peers. The grand jury was empaneled to look at every aspect of this case. And what they found was that the officers who shot Breonna Taylor acted in good faith when they were returning gunfire. Now, the one indictment that was returned was against another officer. an officer who shot into another apartment. He did not follow the proper procedures for gunfire. He was fired by the department shortly thereafter, and they returned an indictment against him for an endangerment statute because he did not control where his bullets went. So the jury made a really difficult decision, especially knowing that all eyes in America were on them. But they were the only ones who had all of the facts, Kevin, and they determined that the officers involved in this shooting acted justifiably.
Now, the mob has been saying, and the family of Breonna Taylor have been saying that they want justice. The problem is they want justice always means, whether it's Michael Brown or Trayvon Martin or any of these cases, they always involve a cop or somebody in authority going to jail. Now, my question is, what is the rule of thumb? When you're in police training, you were on the job for over 30 years. Tell me what they teach you when you're entering a house and you have to breach a door and you don't know what's on the other side. You've already knocked. You've said it's the police. Open up. And you don't know what's on the other side. What does training tell you to do?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I should have mentioned that before, that much of the media attention and politician statements that are, doing what politicians do, is based on the erroneous information about a no-knock search warrant. And of course now no-knock search warrants have now come, now that's become a racial issue for some reason which I absolutely cannot fathom. So we have to ban no-knock warrants. Well, let me tell you what a no-knock warrant is first. This is very misunderstood. When law enforcement gets a search warrant, and let me tell you, it's not easy to get a search warrant for a resident. The people's homes are considered sacrosanct by the court and by America. So you have to show a judge that you have probable cause to go into someone's house, which is their castle. And there is a clause called a no-knock search warrant clause. And what that means is, if I go to the judge and say, look, judge, I know that those people are armed. And if I have to knock and say, I'm the police, and then wait 3 seconds or a minute before I force entry, that's going to give them the opportunity to arm themselves and shoot and kill me. So that is a clause that is used to save officers' lives with the hopes that you get in there fast enough before they can grab their firearms and shoot and kill you. Well, in this case, believe it or not, even though they had a no-knock clause in their search warrant, these officers did knock. They did announce themselves as police. So when you hear the individual who opened fire on them said, I didn't know they were police, and then you see the media saying, well, they had a no-knock warrant, and this guy was just defending his castle, it shows you what the media wants you to know, but not what the reality is.
Let me ask you a question. We saw this in the Michael Brown case in Ferguson, where officers, an officer, Darren Wilson, chased down Michael Brown. And I guess there are certain rules and regulations or are part of your training. If somebody reaches for your gun, that gives you license to do anything, just about anything you want. Am I right on that? And does the same thing apply here? That once they're fired upon, their training says return fire.
Well, of course. I mean, if someone's trying to shoot you, you shoot back. You have to end that threat. Now, in this case, one of the officers was actually already shot. He was hit. So he's trying to save his own life. His partner is trying to save his life. And so they're taking rounds. They're taking gunfire. They're in a gunfight. And of course they have every right to defend themselves. And for anyone to say anything different, all that does is show your own ignorance. So of course they were justified in returning fire. But you see, here's, we have gotten to a point now, Kevin, where the politicians and the media and the quote social justice warriors do not value the life of a police officer. That doesn't have any bearing anymore. They expect officers to die and not return fire, because that is what is happening now. Cops are returning gunfire. They are taking either gunfire, or someone's trying to stab them to death, or someone's trying to set them on fire, and they are being told that if you actually try to defend yourself, we're going to put you in prison. And this is what's happening in America, and this is why law enforcement today is the most dangerous profession that exists.
I want to ask you about the emotion of the moment. You were on the job for 30-plus years here, Princeton, New Jersey. I got to ask you, have you ever been in a firefight? Have you ever been like the classic thing you see on TV where you're returning fire and adding another clip and that kind of thing? Have you ever been a part of that?
I've been in 4 officer-involved shootings.
Wow. Tell me what the emotion of the moment is. A lot of people have made a big deal that Hankinson emptied out a 10 rounds. Apparently didn't hit anybody, but fired 10 rounds, and that was somehow excessive force. Talk about the moment and why that sometimes happens.
When you are a law enforcement officer, you are trained. Because it has to always go to training. You go through the police academy, which is 16 to 28 weeks or 36 weeks, whatever it is. And then after you get done, you're trained in all kinds of criminal laws, and including firearms and use of force. That's an extensive part of your training. And then when you actually get on the street, you go through more training as a field trainer. Field trainee. Then throughout your career, you have to qualify with your firearms during either once a quarter, sometimes depending on your department, perhaps only once a year. So you get trained, okay? But let me explain that just like anybody who's listening here who has served in the armed forces knows, when you are on the firing range and you're shooting at a target, that's one thing. When your target is shooting at you, that's another thing. And the physical characteristics that take place when you are under the stress of gunfire is almost indescribable. And everybody has a different reaction. Auditory changes. You may not even hear the bullet that you are firing. You may not even know how many rounds you shot. In fact, I would venture to say that 80% of the police officers who are involved in gunfights know how many rounds they fire, because the only thing you give a good goddamn is about is saving your own life and stopping the threat. Police do not shoot to kill, Kevin. Police shoot to stop.
Wow. Can you stick around with us for a couple of minutes?
Sure.
Randy Sutton joining us, a retired Las Vegas Metro Police Lieutenant. You see him on cable news all the time. He is a nationally known expert, and he's the founder of the Wounded Blue. We're going to talk about the Wounded Blue because I think it's a great, great cause. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You gotta listen to talk radio, and you gotta rise up. Can we just
talk? AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
This is Dr. Robin Titus, Assembly Republican leader. This election is critical both to the future of our state and country. In Nevada, Democrats' total control has led to finance violations, backroom deals, and wasteful spending that's left Nevada families and businesses behind. The best way to stop the Democrats' abuse of power is to elect more Republicans this November. Please return your ballot as soon as you receive it or make sure to vote in person. Let's keep President Trump in the White House and make Nevada great again. Paid for by Robin Titus for AD 38.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are 5 recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
In January of 2017, I was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia.
And within 24 hours of that diagnosis, we found ourselves here in Memphis at St. Jude. They knew what they were doing. They knew how they were going to treat her. They laid out this elaborate plan.
We didn't know what the future was or if there even was a future. But with St. Jude, there was.
Not that long ago, the survival rate was 4%. 4%. But through the work and research that St. Jude does, that's now 94%. And you know how that got done? It's through donations, by people getting behind this mission that no child dies in the dawn of life.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
No one can predict a major disaster. History and statistical analysis can help identify a potential threat, but it's no guarantee. When a disaster strikes, will you be ready? All demographics and income levels have experienced the challenges of rebuilding their lives after a disaster or incident. Emergency management officials urge Nevadans to plan ahead with these tips. Gather critical financial, insurance, and medical records. Start an emergency savings plan. Obtain proper insurance and keep small bills in your safety kit. Whether a natural or human cause disaster, we all play a role in keeping Nevada safe. If you see something, say something. Report suspicious activity to local law enforcement. For more info, contact your local emergency manager's office or go to den.nv.gov and click on Plan Ahead Nevada.
Sponsored by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, Nevada Department of Public Safety, Division of Emergency Management, your local emergency manager's office. Aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Randy Sutton, good friend and a guy that's dedicated his adult life to law enforcement, retired Las Vegas Metro Police Lieutenant, 30 plus years on the job, and the founder of the Wounded Blue. You want to check it out, thewoundedblue.org. So what happens? We're watching here in the studio. We're watching the craziness that's already happened. It's getting dark now in Louisville. We've already seen in Washington D.C. They're rioting. There have been police clashes. It looks like we're going to have more of this dangerous stuff. What is there that a governor should be doing? What should Andy Beshear, the Democrat governor of Kentucky, What should he be doing right now?
Well, I got to say, I think they've actually been preparing for this properly. They already did call up National Guard. They already did declare a state of emergency. They already did declare a curfew. All of those are the right moves to make. Louisville PD has been completely, all their days off have been canceled, all leave. They brought in their entire department to, and as well, mutual aid to bring in other officers. So they're prepared. Will their political leadership have the resolve to commit them to stopping the violence once it starts? That's the question.
Because right now it is 7:25 and there are still people on the streets of Louisville, Kentucky. So they've been guilty of being out after curfew for about...
No. The curfew is 9 o'clock.
Oh, is it 9 o'clock?
Yes.
Okay. So in other words, people are going to be out on the street for a while. Let me just ask you, though. What is your understanding of what's going to happen in Louisville? What is your understanding of around the country? Because there are protests going on right now all around the country. What should cops be doing right now?
Well, cops better be preparing for violence. And when I say preparing, there has been a... I was a law enforcement trainer for a lot of years, Kevin. And as a police combat veteran, I know how important it is have what is called the warrior mindset. Now, this is a political hot potato to even say that these days in law enforcement because of the kinder, gentler, policing that should be done in the eyes of many people, including police leaders in some areas. But let me tell you about the warrior mindset. You have to be prepared as a police officer or extreme violence. You have to be prepared to kill another human being. Now, I know that sounds very harsh, but in the reality of law enforcement, that is every single day something that they have to keep in mind. And that sets them apart from every other person in America. Now, when I say being prepared, it doesn't mean that you are trigger happy. It doesn't mean you're looking for violence, but it means that if you are going to survive a sudden attack, as we saw in Los Angeles County, if you're going to survive that, you have to be prepared mentally as well as physically, and as well as that, have the proper training. You have to be prepared to go from being officer friendly to be willing to take the life of the person that you're talking to.
Let me cut in there for just a second. How does somebody that's used to riding in a car, writing tickets, doing welfare checks, suddenly convert into a warrior? How do you transition?
And that's why the warrior mindset is so important. The warrior mindset never leaves you. You are always preparing in your mind. You are preparing for violence because you know that it may happen. That means that you do what's called crisis rehearsal. You visualize yourself as never losing a battle. You must always survive. You must always win. And that's the warrior mindset. It's not about cruelty. It's not about anything untoward. It is about knowing within yourself that you have the ability and you have the willingness to transfer yourself from being officer friendly going into mortal combat within a second.
Man, I don't know how you guys and gals do it. I want you to tell our audience about the Wounded Blue. This is something that, I mean, your commitment to law enforcement didn't end when you retired a number of years ago. Can you talk a little bit about the Wounded Blue?
I sure can. My organization is a National Charitable Organization. We're the national organization to assist injured and disabled law enforcement officers. And many Americans are unaware that there are thousands and thousands of injured and disabled officers that are facing crisis.